Palmolive Beauty Box Theater, starring lovely Jessica Dragonette, with Charles Kuhlman, Palmolive tenor, the Beauty Box Orchestra, directed by Al Goodman, and the Palmolive Chorus, presented every Wednesday by the makers of Palmolive, the beauty soap made with olive oil. Tonight, a musical comedy about a lovely Irish-American girl who marries an Italian prince, Victor Herbert, the Princess Pat, and here is Jessica Dragonette.
Then confess, life is but a jest. Pass the time with laughter, love, and song.
Good evening, my friends, and welcome to the Palmolive Beauty Box Theater, to Victor Herbert's light-hearted musical comedy, The Princess Pat. Charles Kuhlman will sing the role of Prince Tony, and I shall play the part of Princess Pat. Our theme, the Long Island estate Princess Pat and her husband own. It is a bright, sunny morning, and the weekend guests have assembled for the hunt breakfast. They are waiting for their host and hostess, neither of whom has appeared.
To be late.
We've been waiting over half an hour. Oh, here comes Pat now.
Oh, I'm sorry to keep you all waiting, but I'm simply worried to death about Tony.
Worried about Tony? Why? What's the matter with your husband?
Well, he didn't come home last night.
What?
And I'm afraid something has happened to him.
Didn't come home?
No. He had some errand to do in the village, something he had to get for his horse. Well, that was the last time I saw him.
Oh, I wonder where he is.
Oh, I'm sure he's been in some accident. Otherwise, he would have called me and told me he wouldn't be home. I'm so afraid he's lying hurt somewhere.
Pat, don't take it that way.
Oh, well, how else can I take it, Jim? You go and call the hospital.
You bet, Pat.
I'll call the police. Maybe he's been kidnapped.
Hello, everybody. What's all the excitement?
Oh, Tony. Pat, where have you been?
Oh,
oh, Tony, are you hurt?
No.
Well, then, where have you been?
Out in the stable with Sappho.
With Sappho?
Oh, in heaven's name, it's Sappho.
Oh, it's his horse, his horse.
Oh, darling, don't be angry.
I am Latin and you are English. Fortunate for me. We, Tweedledum, we may distinguish thus from Tweedledee. Though allied by ties of marriage, we shall never roam. Shall not care to go to war, for we can fight at home. Shall not care to go to war, for we can fight.
Why did you have to spend the night in that stable?
Oh, Sappho wouldn't let me leave. She's nervous, you see. Always gets this way before a race. Knows something is going to happen and wants me with her. Every time I'd start to go last night, she'd raise her head, give me a look from those great dark eyes, and whimper. What could I do?
Whimpers, does she? Well, I could cry my eyes out with worry and you wouldn't even know it. Grace. Do take our guests into breakfast. They must be starving.
Oh, of course. I'll be glad to.
And please excuse me for a moment, everybody. I must have a word with my husband.
Come along, everybody, this way. Oh, I'm quite free of your
arms. Tony, I believed all your stories about that horse and the time you spend with her. But now I'm beginning to wonder. I've heard tall fish stories before, Tony, but this is the first horse story I've ever heard.
Why, Pat, what do you mean?
Well, there's more than a horse to this story.
Yes, there is more than just a horse. That is, there are other things involved. I'm so devoted to
Oh, don't try to explain. I have some stories of my own. Stories that will bring you to your senses. If you've lost interest in me, there are other men who still find me fascinating.
Who?
Why, there's a man out here this weekend who asked me to elope with him.
Elope?
Yes. And divorce you.
Oh, come, come, Pat. You're taking this thing too seriously.
No, I'm not. You don't love me anymore.
And so to punish me, you're going to love somebody else.
And you can devote yourself exclusively to that horse.
Oh, Pat. It's you I love. All I have, all I've hoped has been for you, dear. All for you.
Dear one, why has cruel fate conspired our hearts? Tell me, can it be, alas, that love is gone, returning never? Tell me, sweet one, you have ever been a guiding star above me. Can you forget that first sweet moment you whispered love
me? I
forget. Forever I shall remember.
You'd forget about that horse for a while.
Forget? Gladly. Oh, Pat, what lovely liquid eyes. What grace. What exquisite feet and ankles.
Tony, whatever you saying.
Why, Sappho is the...
Oh, the horse again. I have a good notion to elope with that man who's pursuing me.
Elope? Hey, what's his name?
It's...
Yes?
Oh, I won't tell you. You go to your horse. I'm going to elope.
Pat, come back.
Oh, there you are, Pat. Pat, I must talk with you. You've got to help me.
I'm the one who needs help. I just told my husband I was going to elope with a man who doesn't exist.
Well, I'm worse off than that. Just because my uncle needs money, he's forcing me to marry that fat old self-made millionaire who's coming out here tomorrow.
Not old Schmaltz.
Old Schmaltz, it is. He'll give me $50,000 in cash for a wedding present. And that would clear up all Uncle John's financial difficulties.
Oh, great. I wish I had the money. I'd lend it to you. It's all we can do to keep the estate.
Oh, I wouldn't take the money from you anyway, Pat. The point is, Uncle John could get it somewhere if he had to, but it's easier to have me marry Schmaltz. Oh, Pat, if I only knew some girl who could be induced to flirt with the old simpleton and take him away from me.
Flirt? Oh, let me do it. I'll do it gladly.
But, Pat.
Oh, I told Tony there was a man who wanted to elope with me, and Schmaltz can be it.
But, Pat, if you could see him, he looks like a small-sized blimp.
Oh, never mind. It'll do to make Tony forget that horse.
Well, it's a chance.
And I'm going to take it.
That's all any of us can do.
Oh, if we could only read the future from a magic screen like some old magician. Oh, we'd know just what to do. We'd also know what not to do to aid our condition. Happiness we win or lose are so acceptable to refuse. The author's men meet us. Still, we must recall that they are placed in quite the self-same way. If happily they paid us. Only whatsoever the future be, life we know to be a never-say one. Surely, surely find a never-say one. Live a happy still, make a good or ill merrily.
Get him to propose an elopement when he comes out tomorrow. I'd be free of his clutches forever.
I'll try.
Oh, Pat, when you see him, this is going to be fun.
Her life is made for love and laughter. Oh, but Grace, love is the best of all. Be it then confessed, life is but a jest. Half of a time with laughter, love and song, seeking to be done with a merry smile. Life apart, near to nature's heart.
tomorrow, the day of the great race, Pat is going to try and get old Schmaltz to propose an elopement. In just a few moments, we shall return with the second act of The Princess Pat. Of all the beauty problems that concern you ladies in the Palmolive Beauty Box Theater these days, I'm sure one of the most important is how to get the fullest enjoyment out of the sun and the water without letting them ruin your complexion. And tonight, I want you to hear how one young woman, Miss Faith Hendricks of 754 Maple Avenue, Germantown, Pennsylvania, solved this very problem. Miss Hendricks says,
"One day last summer, my roommate and I were in the dressing room of the train that took us to camp. When a young woman, seated at the next dressing table, gathered her things together and left. Oh, gee, Faith, wasn't she lovely? She had the most gorgeous tan I've ever seen. Yet her skin was so soft and smooth-looking, not a bit dry."
"Yes.
And did you see what kind of soap she had in her bag?
Palm olive."
"Palm olive? Why, that's the soap Mother's been trying to get me to use ever since she heard Dr. Defoe uses it for the quintuplets. It's made with olive oil, you know. I guess that's why it keeps your skin soft and smooth."
"Well, I'm certainly going to get some palm olive soap when I get to camp. I'd like to have a skin as nice as that."
"And I did start using palm olive soap, Mr. King, the very next day. And I've used it every day since."
"Well, I'm sure anyone would say that you've been amply rewarded for your faithfulness to palm olive soap, Miss Hendricks. Ladies, if your complexion, too, has begun to show the effects of summer, if you have noticed that it is beginning to be dry, lifeless, with tiny, almost invisible lines, then beware. For these are the first telltale signs of middle-aged skin, a skin condition that affects even young girls in their 20s. So if you are faced with this complexion problem tonight, why not follow the advice of thousands of beauty experts and use palm olive soap regularly? Palm olive, you know, is made with only palm and olive oils, nature's finest beauty aid. Naturally, a soap made with these beauty oils has a different and very special lather. That's why palm olive's lather is a soothing and very kind to your skin. It cleanses gently, yet with a thoroughness that removes every bit of dirt and cosmetics. Palm olive soap leaves your skin soft, smooth, young-looking, alive with beauty. Get 3 cakes of palm olive soap right away and protect the fresh, alluring loveliness of your complexion through all the summers to come. And now, back to the Palm Olive Beauty Box Theater, starring lovely Jessica Dragonette and Charles Kuhlman, star of the Metropolitan Opera, in the second act of The Princess Pat. The scene is the same as in Act One, the Long Island estate of the Princess Pat and her husband, Prince Tony. It is the next day, the day Sappho is to race. Grace's would-be fiancé, Mr. Schmaltz, has already arrived, and true to her word, Princess Pat has started a flirtation with him. Tony and Pat are together now. Pat is trying to impress upon him that a wife needs attention. And for once, she seems to be succeeding.
"Now, when they marry, who they will, and even who they do, it's quite to be expected that if she is neglected, a wife will find admirers here. And of them one or two who'll help her pass the time when she's blue. So let me tell you something untrue.
There's something I want to ask you. That
fat person I saw you with this morning? Is he the man who's begging you to elope with him?
Oh, you needn't make fun of him.
Oh, I'm not making fun of him. I don't like him, that's all.
Well, he's very nice.
What's nice about him?
Well, he's interested in me, in everything I do and say. And I think that's grand.
Oh, I see. Well, I still don't like him. What's more, I don't trust him. Please have nothing more to do with him.
Well, he amuses me. And after all, I'm young and I'm full of fire and spirit. I want fun and appreciation and love.
I love you.
Tony, how can you say that? As a suitor, you left nothing to desire, but...
Ah, you remember those days in Venice?
Drifting down the Grand Canal at dusk. Oh, yes, I remember.
Remember the song I used to sing you?
It's evening and the sun is at rest. The shadows now fall. In the heavens, a radiant star is shining. And softly as an eye drops the table mantle on all, there's a nightingale singing of his love for a rose. Madly my heart is beating as I long for my
my darling. Come with me. Time to go to the races.
The races? So that's what you've been thinking of all the time you were making love to me.
Oh, Pat.
Oh, Tony. I'm sorry. But after all that's happened, I shouldn't enjoy the races at all. You'll have a better time by yourself.
You want to stay here? Oh. You want to see that man?
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Well, see him then. I'm going to the races. Good
Tony. Pat, I've been looking all over for you. Old Smalls is already trying to break his date with me tonight. 15 minutes more with you and he'll be ready to break his engagement. Oh, Grace, I've had a terrible quarrel with Tony about Mr. Smalls. I don't know whether I ought to carry this thing out any further or not.
Oh, Pat, don't let me down now. I can't marry that old simpleton. Besides, Tony will love you all the more if Smalls tries to snatch you away from him.
Well, I'm not so sure. But for your sake, Grace, I'll leave the conceited old thing on. I'll smile at him until he swears he's through with you and begs me to marry him. Oh, these men. As my old Irish nurse used to say, can't resist eyes. Whether young man or old man, or timid or bold man, there's one thing he cannot resist. It's the glance of your eyes, which he takes to his heart. But perhaps you would like to be here. And
So great and conceited, your conquest conceited, he's in for an awful surprise. When he finds to the shame of him, you have made him of him. He finds it so appealing that he comes and believes if he cries. In a smile then the chosen, the promises unfolded, sure he'll be delivered, the deal broken, by flapping ivy
Dad, if you smile at him like that, he's done for. You're an angel to do this for me.
Oh, princess!
Here he comes now. I'll slip out into the garden. Do your worst, Pat.
Oh, there you are, princess. I have been looking all over for you.
Oh, I think I'd better warn you, Mr. Schmaltz. My husband's awfully jealous of you.
Him? Jealous of me? What for?
He thinks I like you.
Well, but if you do, you can't help it if I've got a winning way with a woman.
No, of course not. But he told me I shouldn't trust you, that you flirt with all the girls.
Oh, but those other girls, princess, they mean nothing in my life.
And I...
Ah, princess, for me, you have the most fascination in the world.
Oh, thank you. Thank
and
you, but
then you smile at me like that. I could...
Oh, but Mr. Schmaltz, remember, I'm a married woman.
Ah, if you were only married to me, princess.
Oh, but you're engaged to Grace.
Oh, no, I'm not engaged. I've only got an option on her.
Oh.
And after I saw you, the deal was off. Oh, but princess, you are wasting time on unimportant details. What is important is that you should marry me.
What? And divorce my husband?
Why not? We'll elope tonight, like one of those romances you read about.
Oh, but I couldn't possibly elope tonight, Mr. Schmaltz.
But you must, Brenda.
Oh, not tonight, tonight. It's too soon. And still, what a thrill, in your smile.
You
excite me. You delight me.
Is that so? Let's elope now before your husband gets back from the races.
Oh, but
I... It doesn't pay to take chances with a foreigner.
That's right, it doesn't. Maybe we'd better not go at all.
Oh, yes, we are going now.
Oh, but Mr. Schmaltz...
Are you...
Ah, but not tonight. Not, not.
Are you trying to back out on me now after those smiles, those loving looks? Veraska Schmaltz is not a man to be trifled with. Come!
Oh, no,
come
Mrs. Schmaltz, please don't take me like this.
But you... What's going on here?
Tony!
Oh, your husband, he deceived you. I thought he'd gone to the races.
So, you think I would go to the races and leave my wife here with a person like you?
You're making a mistake, Mr. Montaldo. We was about to go to the races, too.
Get out of here before I kill you.
Yes, yes, but don't shoot. I...
Oh, Tony, I don't know whether to laugh or to cry. That awful little man.
You don't love him, do you, dear?
Heavens, no. I led him on because I was jealous. You see, I began to wonder if you really had been spending all your time with the horse.
Well, I have, darling. And for a very special reason. Sappho has to win this race because, well, I need the purse that goes with it. I didn't want to tell you, but they're trying to foreclose the mortgage on the estate.
You mean they're trying to take our home away from us? And Sappho is our only chance to save it?
Yes.
Oh, Tony, can you ever forgive me?
Darling.
Tony, we could still see that race.
Yes, this time.
Oh, come on, then. I want to see Sappho win. But even if she doesn't, even if we lose the estate, I don't care. As long as you love me. Be it then confess, life is but a jest. Pass the time with laughter, love and song.
Seeking to beguile with a merry smile, weary hours when the world's going wrong.
Tonight's presentation of Laughter, Love, and Song. In just a few moments, our lovely star, Jessica Dragonet, will be back to tell you about next week's musical love story. Now, perhaps you believe that the method you now use for cleansing your skin is best. But are you sure that you are really cleansing your skin, really ridding it of stale makeup and dirt, really helping to prevent or overcome that dry, lifeless condition, middle-aged skin? Beauty experts agree that only a clean, well-nourished skin can remain soft, lovely, young-looking. This is why thousands, yes, tens of thousands of women all over the world use Palmolive soap, the same gentle, pure soap selected by Dr. Alan Roy Dafoe to protect the precious beauty of the Dione quintuplets. For you see, friends, Palmolive is a true beauty soap made with olive oil. Palmolive's rich, creamy lather, different from any other, helps prevent your skin from becoming dry, lifeless, old-looking. Palmolive helps keep your complexion soft, smooth, radiantly young. Does the soap you use now give you this protection? Do you know what ingredients go into it? Are you sure it is as pure, as gentle, as safe as Palmolive? Does it promise you a soft, lovely, alluring complexion through the years? Don't guess about soap when it comes to guarding the loveliness of your complexion. Use Palmolive and know that the world's largest selling beauty soap will help make your skin softer, smoother, younger looking. And now here is lovely Jessica Dragonet to tell you about next week's presentation in the Palmolive Beauty Box Theater.
Thank you, Jean Paul King. Next week, our musical love story concerns the adventure of a king's favorite on carnival night. It's the delightful Madame Pompadour. Do you remember?
Magic moments of flying so far, moments we may not recall. Magic moments, too lovely to last, they are the sweetest of all.
This is Jessica Dragonet bidding you all good night.
Princess Pat was presented tonight by special arrangement for the Tams Whitmark Music Library. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.